Proclamation number 2030 of August 14, 1941. Faith and love necessary to recognize. Only where there is love is there also light, and where love works for each other, there will also be understanding. For a loving person will succeed in searching the deepest depths of his heart and will discover the light that shines within him. And he will be knowing, even though he is in a completely ignorant environment. And everyone can reach this knowing state if he wants to. Only unkindness sets barriers which cannot be crossed, and thus unkindness is always the cause of spiritual darkness. Worldly knowledge is not affected, but spiritual knowledge is. However, God's mercy also allows spiritual knowledge to reach those who do not descend into the depths of the heart themselves. He also offers it to them where it is not desired in order to awaken the desire for the light. It is then often difficult to accept it as divine truth because the person has not traveled the actual path to attaining knowledge and because his faith in God's love, wisdom and omnipotence is not strong enough. He does not recognize God in his greatness and he does not know about his infinite love for people. And therefore it does not seem possible to him that this love expresses itself towards his earthly children. And his lack of faith prevents him from recognizing what God is doing to him. Love and faith are the pillars of the teaching proclaimed by Jesus Christ. Recognition is also rooted in love and faith. Faith in God's love, wisdom and omnipotence makes everything seem possible, because it is founded in love. It is decided in his wisdom and carried out by his omnipotence. Who therefore stands in faith and at the same time is active in love, his heart also grasps the extraordinary working of those spiritual powers, which stand in godlike will, which are therefore mediators of the divine power current. And therefore it is understandable that people's lack of love makes God's obvious activity necessary. Faith is to be renewed or strengthened as a result, otherwise the wisdom, the divine truth, cannot be conveyed to people. God's will, however, is that there should be light amongst them, and thus he first seeks to deepen their faith, and this is again only possible if a process occurs where evidence ceases to exist, thus he allows supernatural working to be assumed. Evidence cannot always be offered to people and they should learn to believe without it. He will also be able to do so if, in case of doubt, he approaches God himself for clarification or strengthening of faith. The willingness to believe is already a considerable step forward. The ability to believe is then the consequence of the will to believe. For God also gives the one who wants to believe the strength to carry out his will, and what still seems unacceptable to him today can already be understandable to him tomorrow if the path to God is traveled by him and not only the intellect tries to fathom something that seems extraordinary to him. God wants to be approached for the truth. But a person should never feel called upon to try to clarify something that seems extraordinary without divine assistance. If he asks for it, it will soon become clear to him whether and to what extent divine activity is the cause of an unusual event. Faith and loving activity are therefore absolutely necessary if a person wants to make a judgment that corresponds to the truth. However, anyone who lacks either of these will also be imperfect in his thinking. He cannot grasp the truth and is therefore incapable of scrutinizing what is commanded to people by God. Amen.